Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Wildfires continue to burn near the Stikine River in British Columbia, but are now partially contained. The Alkali Lake fire was discovered August 1st and estimated to have burned 96,000 acres. The fire is now 11% contained, according to the BC Wildfire Service. Firefighting crews are working to minimize further impact at Telegraph Creek and Glenora, two small communities on the river where some buildings have already burned. Torborn Riv is a fire information officer at a firefighting camp in Dease Lake.
We're seeing increased inactive edges of the fire, and it's a very slow-moving ground fire for the most part. But when winds pick up, we see increased fire activity.
It's an improved status for the blaze that was partially started by lightning and was burning out of control earlier this month. The regional government declared a state of emergency and an evacuation order was issued for the area. Residents in the two communities left for nearby towns. Telegraph Creek is about 160 miles from the southeast Alaska city of Wrangell. An incident command crew from Australia has been leading the effort to battle the blaze. Riv says firefighters from across Canada and some from Mexico are working both day and night. They have a total of 170 people on the fire with 19 pieces of heavy equipment. In other news, the Anchorage School District has canceled a high school football team's activities for a week following allegations of hazing and sexual misconduct. Superintendent Dina Bishop sent an email to Diamond High School staff and parents on Wednesday saying the football program was suspended, including its practices in games. Bishop says she learned of the allegations involving members of the team Monday, and the school immediately contacted the Anchorage Police Department. Turnout for Tuesday's state primary was the third lowest in Alaska's history. Fewer than one in five registered voters even cast ballots, with five precincts and some absentee ballots still left to count. Republican pollster and strategist Mark Helenthal says that wasn't surprising.
The motivator to get people to vote was really on the Republican side with the Republican gubernatorial primary. Neither Mead Treadwell or Mike Dunleavy spent a lot on mass media.
So many voters weren't even aware there was a primary. The second lowest turnout was 2 years ago, and the all-time low was back in 2000 when just over 17% of registered voters cast ballots. And a magnitude 6.3 earthquake struck at about 7:35 last night. The Alaska Earthquake Center says the quake occurred in the remote Andrianoff Islands of Alaska, but was felt almost 70 miles away in Adak. Latest forecast calls for fog, patchy fog for today, scattered rain showers for tonight, and rain and patchy fog for tomorrow. Temperatures between 45 and 60 degrees.